Perhaps the most important thing is that he recognizes that this issue of relativism, particularly moral relativism, is a real problem, particularly within the West, particularly within Western Europe. Any taxi driver will tell you that what is being taught in moral philosophy in many Western universities, in much moral theology as well, basically comes down to whatever you feel is right, then you ought to do it. And that's not a position that's particularly compatible with the Catholic faith. The danger, of course, of such a position is that if you say that everything is relative, that everything is essentially a matter of preference and choice, then there's two things that are happening. One is you are actually violating your own code in the sense you're saying everything is relative, which is actually a very absolutist statement. But the second thing is that if everything is relative, then the only way you can make decisions is by turning to whoever is the strongest. And that's a recipe for dictatorship. I think that's what he meant by this dictatorship of relativism.
Do you think that this preaching against relativism and defence of traditional Catholic doctrine will be a hallmark of his papacy?
Well, I think it was a hallmark certainly of the last papacy, and it will be a hallmark of this papacy, and it will be a hallmark of the next papacy, because Roman Catholicism is never going to say that moral questions are somehow relative. Roman Catholicism is never going to say that. I think what is going to be particularly significant about this Pope is that he understands the particular philosophical and theological manifestations that this has assumed in the West.